Yeah, you know, I started out in sanitation under Joe Don. And a fellow by the name of Doug Williams was head of security, and Javier nicknamed me Little Doug. Okay, and we have one campfire basically right here in this vicinity. One huge main campfire that everybody came to. And it was really a spiritual thing because we had Pat or Dave and Tony and all these mountain people that were around, real spiritual, that gave vibe to the festival itself. And it really started to intrigue the people from Kerrville, who for over a decade it took us to get out here. You know, I mean, we were always that ranch of hippies.
What are the names of these guys, these old guys?
Antler Dave, yeah, Utah Jack, Tony, right here in this camp. This is his bus, and Javier Cortez, and there's a few handful of Kervert or Kervillians that actually live in Kerrville and start coming out here. And at the time, Mary Jane Farmer was heading up the office, and she had a Friends of Bill W. meeting out here. And so there were a lot of non-drinkers that would come out here, and it was an easy way to get a lot of work done and not give away a lot of beer for Rod. You know? So if it wasn't for the alcoholics and the old hippies, we would not be here today. It's the most, you know, for me, again, it usually ends up being bumping into somebody in the middle of the night that has just gotten here at 3:30 in the morning, a group of young people that heard about it the day before, and they were here the next day. This is a true story. 3:30 in the morning, they get all the way from the front gate, all the way to the rear end of the campground to Shea Rebel, and they walk in the camp and say, we're new to this. 3:30 in the morning, what do we do? Two, in the middle of a rainstorm after 3 days of rain, finding an experienced veteran on security walking around at 4 o'clock in the morning, borderlining on hypothermia, and being able to offer him respite and dry him off and send him, you know, get him collected and send him back on his way. Because we are a family. And we are a community in itself once we're out here. Yeah. As the staff has gotten bigger, I feel there has been a lot more, should we say, red tape involved if it wasn't for ingenious and motivated people to take on their specialty, the different departments would have not developed and blossomed as they have.
It's a nice kind of organic thing, too.
It is. And there's a lot of forgiveness for new people that do come on the ranch that are misguided and do get in trouble. We do forgive and forget. And there's a lot of young people that have learned a lot of life lessons here. It's a totally different generation. We're going on basically four generations. And again, my son is 8 years old, and I would not be afraid to turn him loose with any other 8-year old or older on this ranch to as long as he kept within the borders. It goes back to the elders that really cared for this land and saw a purpose, and Bobby Bridger pinned it perfectly, you know, as to it is sort of a faith-based festival, and it is a place to come and use your faith and letting your individuality grow. And four generations, you know, you have every kind of parent that has come along, so you have every kind of kid that has come up under those parents out here, and that's really the diversity that we get here. So consequently, it's become internationally known. And so it has become a destination festival for people overseas. And by far most the most well-known and reputable songwriters festival.
Right.
And non-professional.
Yeah.
You know, we see more and more groups and duos and professionally recorded being attracted to the festival, strictly because of the reputation of getting the award for New Folk Artist as a good accolade for your resume.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm still discovering
the undiscovered, you know, and getting that person that doesn't even know how to play one chord on a guitar and setting him down with Steve Gillette. I think we're on the right course.